So, you have a Star Trek sequel for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So we're gonna jump right into the action on this one.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, Kirk and the gang are on this planet, and they're trying to stop this volcano from erupting and killing everybody.
Okay, okay.
So Spock needs to go inside this volcano with a cold fusion device to freeze it.
Is that what cold fusion does?
Well, it has cold in the name, so most probably. I didn't even bother to Google it.
Fair enough. And why can't they just beam this device in there?
Oh, for a space reason, I imagine.
Okay, okay, and why can't they just drop it in?
Other space reasons? Probably.
Okay.
So because he's in a volcano, it seems like Spock's gonna die.
Uh-oh.
And Kirk really wants to save him, but Spock is like, no, if you save me, they're gonna see you, and that violates the Prime Directive.
Alright, they're not supposed to interfere with the development of alien civilizations.
Exactly, they're not.
But it's okay to stop the volcano?
That's right. So they bring the ship out of the water, and all the aliens are like, whoa!
It was underwater? Why not just keep that thing in space? The aliens would never see it.
Unclear, but then they manage to save Spock and beam him up just in the nick of time.
Well, what about those space reasons that prevented him from...
Oh, well, here's the thing, sir. I'd really appreciate if you got all the way off my back about space reasons.
Oh, okay, let me get off of that frickin' thing.
Thanks. So then Pike informs Kirk that he's fired for breaking the rules and being super arrogant.
Well, I guess it'll be a good lesson for him to learn.
Yeah, he's being sent all the way back to the Academy, but later that night, Pike is like, actually, you could be my second in command.
Okay, kinda immediately undoing that lesson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what else happens?
Well, there's this bad guy named John Harrison, and he orchestrated this big explosion at a Starfleet building.
Oh.
Yeah, and so then all the important Starfleet people gather in a room with big open windows and virtually no protection.
Oh, seems like they should have taken, you know, even a single precaution.
Well, yeah, but because the movie needs to happen, they didn't do that, and so John Harrison shows up.
Does he bomb them too?
No, this time he doesn't use explosives because we need a lot of the characters to survive.
Very considerate of him.
But then Pike ends up dying, so now Kirk is the captain of the Enterprise, which is, it's a big deal.
Literally his job at the start of the movie just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, it sure was. So then that John Harrison guy, he's gonna beam himself all the way to this other planet called Kronos.
What?
Yeah, he's over there now.
If we're introducing technology that lets people beam from planet to planet, it kind of feels like starships aren't necessary anymore.
Oh, yeah. Whoops.
Whoopsie.
Well, let's just say that nobody in the Star Trek universe has pieced that together.
Okay, sure.
So then this guy Marcus, who's the head of Starfleet, he sends them over to this planet to go kill this guy, but it's a tricky mission.
Why is that?
Well, if they get seen by the Klingons that live there, there's gonna be an all-out war.
So I guess they have to be pretty discreet, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he sends them there with 72 torpedoes.
Oh, he does.
He does. And oh, also this woman sneaks onto the ship and it turns out she's Marcus's daughter.
Oh.
Yeah, and Kirk's gonna see her in her underwear.
Oh.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Does she play a big role in the movie? Does she do a lot of stuff?
Not a whole lot, actually, no.
Is there a good reason for the underwear scene, though?
Not really, no. She's changing and Kirk is kinda like,
oh, very gratuitous.
Anyway, then their ship is gonna be suddenly stopped right outside that planet. They're gonna be like, what's going on? What stopped us?
If they weren't planning on stopping just outside the planet, does that mean they were gonna fly right through the planet?
Maybe. And so they need to repair their ship a little bit, and meanwhile, Kirk and Spock and Uhura, they head down to try to talk to the Klingons.
And how does that go?
Oh, not well, but then that John Harrison guy pops out and kills all the Klingons.
Oh, very cool.
And then he lets himself get captured on purpose as part of his master plan, and he talks to them from inside a glass cell.
Oh, getting captured on purpose as part of your master plan and then talking to people from inside a glass cell is tight.
It sure is, sir. Bad guys love doing that.
They do. I feel like I've seen this scene 1,000 times before.
Make it 1,001, sir, because we're doing it too.
Amazing.
And then in a super dramatic voice, this guy is going to reveal that his name's actually Khan.
Oh, is that supposed to mean something to them?
No, they don't know who that is.
So then why does he?
Well, some of the people in the audience are going to know who that is, and so it's a big reveal for them.
What about people that don't know about Khan?
Well, then I guess they'll just think that this guy's, like, you know, really into his own name.
Fair enough. It's nice to have a little self-love.
So we're going to find out that he's a genetically enhanced superhuman, and he was frozen for like 300 years, but then Marcus thawed him out to help him build some technology weapon things.
Is a guy that's been frozen for 3 centuries the best person to develop new technology?
Apparently so. And so Khan actually built these torpedoes, and inside of them he hid 72 of his other superhuman crew members.
Oh, why would he think that putting his people inside torpedoes would be a good way to save them?
I don't know. So anyway, the whole thing is that Marcus actually really wants a war with the Klingons.
Why?
Because.
Fair enough. The heart wants what the heart wants.
So then the good guys are gonna have to outrun Marcus and his big deadly ship.
Uh-oh.
And then Khan actually kills Marcus and takes control of the big deadly ship.
Oh boy.
So then the good guys remove all the frozen people from the torpedoes and beam them over to Khan's ship.
Wait, you can beam explosives onto other people's ships?
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
Feels like that has pretty big implications for space battles. Why even shoot at people? Just beam bombs onto their ships.
Oh yeah, right. Well, anyway, then the Enterprise is going to be crashing towards Earth, and so Kirk has to go fix this radioactive warp core thing.
Oh, man, is it going to be tough for him to fix that?
Actually, it's going to be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just kicks it. He kicks it a couple of times. That does the trick.
Well, great.
But then Kirk is going to die of radiation poisoning while Spock is with him on the other side of some glass.
Oh, you flipped it.
Yeah, it was the other way around in the Wrath of Khan movie.
Oh, subverting expectations via character swap, even though it doesn't totally make sense, is tight. So anyway, now Spock is super upset because his friend died.
Were they friends?
Of course they're friends. We said so out loud several times.
Right, of course.
But then Bones realizes that Khan has super blood that reverses death, so they have to track him down and bring Kirk back to life.
Don't they have like 72 other guys with similar blood?
They do, but they're gonna go after Khan.
Well, okay then.
And so they manage to capture Khan and bring Kirk back to life, and it's a happy ending all around.
Fantastic.
Except also Khan crashes his massive ship into San Francisco and kills tens of thousands of people.
Oh my god. But happy other than that though, right?
Very happy other than that.
Amazing.
So what do you think?
Well, I mean, it's a little sad that it's the last Star Trek movie, but it's still, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Why would it be the last?
Well, we're now saying that they have the ability to beam people to other planets and beam explosives onto ships, making them unusable. Also, the good guys have super blood now, so death isn't a thing.
Right. Okay, well, we'll figure something out.
You know, I bet we will.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you liked it. If you did, you know, press the like button and the subscribe button and leave a comment and all the YouTube standard things. Also, let me know if you have ideas for other movies I should do pitches for. As always, check back soon for a new video. Bye-bye.